Welcome to the August 13th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchservervirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, there are more support issues between Oracle and VMware. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele, and our sister site searchoracle.com reported this week on the VMware support issue around Oracle's Real Application Cluster. Site editor Mark Fontecchio described Oracle's support for running RAC on VMware as largely non-existent, and he's on the phone now to talk more about the issue. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Can you start off by telling us why Oracle users would want to virtualize RAC and run it on VMware in the first place?
Sure, there are a few reasons. One of them might just be kind of a business reason where the company wants to virtualize as much as it can, and so there's some pressure from above to virtualize all workloads, including a tier one workload like Oracle RAC. So that's reason number one, kind of more of a political thing. There are some technical reasons why people might do it. According to the people that I've talked to, you can take Oracle RAC and kind of group the whole thing together as a unit and allow a non-technical director of development, for example, to clone the whole environment with just the push of a button. And that can help with high availability, or if there's some sort of replication you want to do, that can help as well. One more reason why putting Oracle RAC on VMware might be a good thing is Oracle RAC has this thing called node eviction, where because it runs across a bunch of nodes, usually across different pieces of hardware, if any one of those nodes, if Oracle RAC detects that any one of those nodes is not performing correctly, it'll evict it. And when it evicts that, if it's running on the hardware, it'll just shut the hardware down. If it's running on VMware, then it'll shut the virtual machine down. So that'll allow people to run other workloads on the same hardware as Oracle RAC without worrying about Oracle RAC shutting the whole piece of hardware down.
But one thing they will have to worry about is the support from Oracle. Can you tell us exactly what Oracle's official support policy for running RAC on VMware is and what their reasons are for having this policy?
Their support policy for Oracle RAC is pretty much non-existent. They don't say anything about it. There is one site that says it supports it in only very specific circumstances, but I haven't heard of any circumstances where it's supported. The support page indicates that Oracle RAC isn't supported on VMware at all. And why that is in question, but there are a few reasons. One of them is, you know, a lot of people think that it's political in terms of Oracle wanting to own the entire stack from the hardware, now that they own Sun, all the way up to the application layer. And they, you know, they have their own virtualization technology, and so they want to own that virtualization layer. They have Oracle VM. So they've actually published a white paper on how to run Oracle RAC on Oracle VM, but in terms of Oracle RAC on VMware, they're just not allowing it at all.
It's kind of an interesting stance to take. I mean, everybody is getting into the whole converged infrastructure and virtualization thing, and trying to, you know, control the stack and have everybody use everything from the virtualization layer to the software and the hardware layers. But you don't see other companies taking this kind of approach where it's kind of like an all or nothing thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Oracle tend to be very possessive with their technologies, and anything where they might lose some sort of licensing cost somehow, you know, if users are putting RAC on VMware or even regular Oracle 11G on, or 10G Oracle database on VMware, then there's a possibility that the utilization of that server CPU can go up and the users can put more instances of Oracle on there. And so their licensing policy, which is processor-based, would basically cause them to lose money on the licensing side. And they make a lot of money on the licensing side, Oracle does. So they're definitely trying to keep as much control of, you know, what their stack is and try to keep users on their stack as much as possible.
And going back to Oracle's official reasons for their policy, I take it they wouldn't talk to you for the story?
Yeah, I had talked to a spokesperson who said she was going to try to get back to me with some answers that I sent them I couldn't get anyone on the phone, and the spokesperson didn't get back to me with the answers to my questions. If she does, then I'll do a follow-up story, but as of now, I haven't heard anything from them. That's not really too surprising. A lot of the stories that I do about Oracle, they don't respond to them, especially if they're somewhat controversial.
Yeah, I've noticed that as well. Seems like they just say this is the way it is, and if you don't like it, too bad.
Yeah, they just kind of shut down, and that's exactly what it is. And, you know, a couple of the users that I talk to, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because it's not like they're going to stop running Oracle. I mean,
right.
Oracle is the backbone of their operation, so they're not going to stop running Oracle, but they would like Oracle to be a little bit more flexible.
I think that pretty much covers everything. Mark Fontecchio, site editor for searchoracle.com. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.